And now, live from the Harriman's Lodge, it's...
Punky!
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Cooper, Cooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this week, I'm enjoying a Marlboro and a vodka and Sicilian red orange with my making of said podcast.
I didn't even notice you got an actual cigarette.
It's an actual cigarette.
Not a rolly.
It's not one of those jazz cigarettes.
Wow.
Full on, straight on, yeah. Bought a pack in the early hours of this morning. More of that later. Now, you must remind me this week, by the way, my dad has got a question for you.
Your dad?
Yeah. It's not a new feature. It's not Paul's dad's week question. La, 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 la. Although that would be quite good.
Oh, nice.
I might ask him. Maybe we can have an occasional feature.
Okay.
Paul's dad's occasional question. La, 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 la. Right, you got to learn the song then. Here we go. Paul's dad's occasional question. La, 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 la. Yeah, it's a great one. So it's a new feature for later. Any excuse to sing. I just love to sing.
Beautiful.
This is the Chub Tubs. They love singing, but this is an instrumental, of course. We've got more... Well, basically, we've got another load of mad music, haven't we?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'd say that's fair.
Yeah, you've just been... We've been having a listen to it pre-show. Because we are, of course, in the Hyman's Lodge once again.
We are.
Once again, I'll tell you what. Hey. They love it. They love it when you leave, you know, the highwayman.
Do they?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah,
why?
That's well, because they always know that your carriage is full of treasure.
It is.
Tony.
Yeah?
Your carriage is full of treasure.
It's not the first time I've been told that.
Hey, darling, would you like your carriage to be full of treasure?
It's a beautiful image.
Would you like to get a hold of the family jewels? Here's the first song, Grubby Things. That's Grubby Things, Tony.
Nice.
I thought we'd start rocking this week.
Okay.
That's from a promotional CD that they sent. We listened to every single track, and they all just rocked. It's fantastic. I'm going to... They wrote me a letter, actually, which I'm now going to try and find. Oh, here it is. It's, "Hey there at Punky Radio. John from the Bleach Boys told us about Punky and said that he already mentioned us to you. It would be great if you could play some stuff from us. So here's a CD with our newest songs. Thanks for all. Cheers, Boss Him Off and Tommy. Drubby Things."
No.
All the way from Berlin. Absolutely brilliant. You will be able to find them in our MySpace Top Friends this week, as you will be able to find all the bands, because I'm going to actually add them this week. I found the other ones as well. I did put them on eventually for last week. You know, I said I can find them. Not. I did.
Oh.
Yeah. So what I want to know is, Tony, what is Grubby Things' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Grubby Things.
It is. I think it's going to be a whitewash this week. It's Tony 1, Paulie B and the Internet 0. And now it's time for MySpace latest comments.
Hey.
Or it would be if I'd actually got them open.
Oh,
good Lord. How have I done that?
Hey.
Oh, I'm going to have to go right back. Yeah, can you keep cheering? Just keep cheering.
When you're like,
cheering.
Hey. Oh.
Here they are.
Aye.
Open up the medieval laptop. I said, I've got a medieval laptop.
You
It's candle powered for effect and romanticism. So, right.
Romanticism. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, it's beautiful.
I can be romantic when I'm not being a twat. In fact, yes.
Hey!
All right, so I didn't really do the wrench justice last week, and they've left us a big MySpace comment. So I'm going to myspace.com/punkyradio, the best way to leave us a comment that's going to get read out on the show. As a rule, we don't read out ads, but I'm going to read this one out because it's all the details about the wrench, which obviously I write a column for. All right, and this has come from the lovely Zoe, the editor Zoe, who is also a Lincolnshire bomber.
Nice.
Yeah. This issue of the wrench is just out. Make sure that they're in our top friends. Go to their page and order the magazine so you can find out everything about what happened to me at the Psychopathy meeting, as much as anything else, because I've never really talked about it on here. You've got to buy the mag to read it, right? Rob Cruz. They speak to the SoCal lowbrow artist. They also speak to SoCal's premier surf instrumental combo, the Dynatones. Now, I'm going to get in touch with them and see if they make us a bed as well. Rusty Springfield are in this issue, who we've played on the show before. Lee speaks to the Garage Punk Rock Trio on the wrench's behalf. Interestingly, Rusty Springfield are also playing on November the 8th at Dirty Water Tufton Park Tavern.
Okay.
With the Fuzz Tones.
Oh, right.
Absolutely
nice.
Brilliant. And I've got my gig in Lecture. I can't go, but I'm thinking about working a way around it. It's a long shot. So yeah, and it's a fantastic interview with Rusty Springfield. Michael Savoli, photographer, talks through his wonderful street pictures. This is funny as well. A lot of things kind of dovetail with Punky and the wrench. They've got a thing on the Wall of Death. Do you remember when I told you all about the crazy Tornado Smith with the lion in the sidecar?
Oh yeah, yeah.
He's in the mag.
All right.
In the mag. From Stonebridge to Sturgis, or Sturgis, Linda Willsmore of the Ace Cafe tells of their latest travels. There's all the usual retro photo pics, a wonderful-looking 57 Oldsmobile Golden Rocket, and the Pineda Diary. Punky Radio's Paul B. Edwards, that's me, tells us in depth of his debauched few days at this year's Psychopathy Festival, plus all the usual music and gig reviews. Lost Soul is back. There's a chance to win a custom loan book courtesy of Motorbooks, and much, much more, including the Punky Radio column that she left out. Twat. Visit their website to pick up your copy now. They only do a limited run of each issue. Be sure to get one. You better get one quick. They do a limited run each time. And they were going to have a CD on the front of this one, but it's been put back till next month. But when you get the CD out, you're going to want it because it's loads of funky tracks. Right. Next comment. Why is Tony becoming so popular right now? Not that it's a bad thing. It almost seems like he's challenging Paulie's position as alpha male. Could this be mutiny? Something should be done before it gets out of hand. The results of this could bring about the destruction of civilization as we know it. No big loss. Great show last week. Jeff Ugly Shoes.
Very nice.
Thank you, Jeff. He's right as well.
He is right.
I haven't mentioned word of the week, of course, yet. Mm. I'll be doing that in the next bit for the simple reason that everybody emails you these days.
Yeah.
Hey, you just mentioned Monkish playing some gig on the Hussy Skunk broadcast. They are a good band. That is all. Mummy says I'm special.
Oh,
and
right.
We did. I didn't see them upstairs in the George because I went downstairs while they were on, which was silly of me because I could hear them. They did sound great. And but great, because Mummy Says I'm Special listens to us on Hussy Skunk. Hello,
is
Hussy
that,
Skunk.
Is that a first?
Not the first listener to listen to it.
The first one to get in touch. Yeah. It might be. Mummy says I'm special. You are special.
You are special.
Paulie says you're special. Tony says you're special. Everyone ending in Y says you're special.
Yeah.
Hootenanny says you're special. Right, so and that concludes the My Special comments. Tony, do you have Podcast Alley?
I do. Thank you all for your votes so far this month. What date is it? Now we're all right. So please do vote for us again this week if you haven't voted already. It's not November yet.
We're doing all right
ahead of myself,
but we can always use more votes.
Yeah. Easiest way to vote is go to punkyradio.com. At the top of the screen there is an important please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject and a comment if you so wish, because we read them out.
And this is the Dead 60s.
It is. Okay, first comment. Punky rules. Sorry, Paulie Wee. Oi from down south. No, not Clapham, South Africa. Now that we are approaching summer and every day is 30 degrees, I find myself lounging around the pool, cocktail in hand, listening to Punky Radio and thinking of how cold the UK starts to get around now. Yeah, thanks. Well, at least it was Punky Radio. Paulie B, apologies once again for the mix-up. When you're on holiday, top goes off.
Oh dear. The laptop's gone off.
So that's fine. We're on holiday, sometimes you get your face mixed up. It was a boat, J Bones.
Yeah, fuck off, Bones, you big no-show.
Spunky Punky.
That's us.
Here's your October vote, you lovely people. Cheers, fat boy. That's very nice of him. He's mellowed.
He has mellowed.
Hasn't he mellowed? Oh,
I think he might be hanging around with Lord Relock.
It's amazing what a good butt fucking will do for you.
Yeah, you said that, not me.
View of the world.
I wouldn't want a view of the world from fat boy's arse, I tell you.
No. Punky. Voted Punky. Happy now, Paulie B?
Yes.
Happy? Damn, you nag worse than an emo at the eyeliner shop.
I don't.
God, man. Ha ha ha, seriously. Punky is about the best thing since bread, both sliced and otherwise, and only second to alcohol, the sacred drink, not the band. No offence, Man Antonio, of course. A poog, a poo. That's from Satanic Goat Monkey.
Thank you, Satanic Goat Monkey. Hey, how far back are these Podcast Alley comments going then? Are they this month? Are you still on
these
last
are month? October's.
These are October's.
I think quite early October.
Yeah, yeah, right, cool.
We're doing quite well.
We are. We've had loads of good comments as well, thank you.
I think Satanic Goat Monkey is local to...
He's around here, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's in the forest.
Yeah. Awesome. Your podcast reminds me of getting a blowjob while drinking a beer. Fair enough. That's good. From Telb. T-E-H-L-B.
T-E-H-L-B. Telb.
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 Telb. Yeah, I quite like that idea.
Yeah.
I don't really want to... in an audio-styly providing a blowjob while drinking a beer.
But we're drinking the beer.
But I'm happy to take one. If anybody wants to hand me a beer and get the lips around my family jewels,
woo!
You go for it.
Punky rules from Big MCG. Big McG.
Big McG. Big McG.
And finally, the least I could do. These guys give me hours of entertainment each month, and all they ask in return is 2 seconds to enter in your email address.
It's not a lot, is it?
Everyone should be doing this. Thanks, guys. Love yous, Amanda Nardnardnard from Canardnardnardnardner.
Amanda Nardnardnardnardner from Canardnardnardnardnarden.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, she's right as well.
P.S.
It takes longer to say that than it does to vote.
I love the music for Tony's International Gig Guide.
Tony's International Gig Guide. Ah! Little one just for you, man. Yeah, so the reason I played the Dead 60s then, of course, was because they were on a loop in the Victoria pub last night, and the first album got played 4 times, and everybody learnt it.
4 times?
Yeah, that was before I got there. They were about to switch it off, and I came and went, no, leave this on, it's brilliant.
I like this.
And everyone's going, no, not again. Next song, The Fractions. These have come courtesy of That's Not Skanking. We played a couple of That's Not Skanking tracks the other week. They've sent us some more through the post. We are going to do a That's Not Skanking special because we got a compilation.
Cool.
Off them.
Compilation.
We're just going to play a couple of tracks. We're playing 3 That's Not Skanking tracks this week, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So it's a semi-special. Oh, Tone. I've got a semi, yeah. What I want to know is, mate, what is... Now, obviously, I don't know much about each band here because they've come through in... Well, these are on a split CD with the next band we're playing, but I don't know much about them. The best thing to do is go to their MySpace page, which, of course, is...
MySpace.com/TheFraction.
It is. It's Tony 2, Paulie B and Internet Neil, and I don't know about you, Tone, but this is Out of Pocket. Oh, yes, indeed. So that was the Fractions. And this is the Cemetery Surfers. What do you think of that one then, Tony? Do you like that?
I liked it.
Nice bit of a high-octane ska punk going on there.
High-octane
with,
ska
with a suitable brass section. I don't like bands with unsuitable brass sections.
No.
Tony, nice. That's disgusting.
I'm headbutting the mic. You're headbutting. Hey.
Stuck in the middle with you. I've got some additional material for you here, Tony.
Oh, good.
That involves Word of the Week and the wonderful Bill Hamp.
Oh, really?
Word of the Week first.
That's interesting.
Is it?
You'll see why.
Oh. He sent you a twat, hasn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, I guessed it. Anyway, okay, I'd like to dedicate this section to Bill Hamp of New York. Let's just do that in advance. Bill is one of our finest listeners in that we get proper feedback from him, not the usual nonsense and smacktardery. Bill said, but anyway, here's some nonsense and smacktardery first from Jacob. Now, if you've got a word of the week, Tony, what do you do?
Email paulieb@punkyradio.com.
That's correct. Titling your email?
Word of the week.
Very good. So imagine my surprise when I get this email forwarded from you that says, hey, Tony, I have two words for you. Goodness sake. If you haven't heard of them or used them on a prior show. Oh, I have two words for you. If you haven't heard of them or used them on a prior show. Slag muffin, as in crack whore, from the slag, as in waste from refining processes, and muffin, as in ladies' naughty bits. Yeah, we're not having that one. I do like quite like the second one, though. Spunk pumpkin. See, I just shortened that to spunkin.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Immediately. And in fact, should we do that now?
Okay, yeah, yeah.
She's a spunkin. She's a spunk. She's a spunkkin. It's actually quite hard to say.
Spunkkin.
She's a spumpkin. A spumpkin. A spunk punk. Because it's spunk pumpkin, but we're going to go with spumpkin. It's easy for me to say. As in a pregnant woman. I thought this one might be in season with Halloween just around the corner. Thanks,
nice.
Jacob. I think that is quite good because obviously the thing grows in the middle. I think it's called a baby.
Yeah,
a
that's the one.
Or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like, and the lady's midriff can resemble a pumpkin. And obviously, spunk has caused it.
Yeah, it's clever.
It's a spunkkin. A spunkkin.
Spunkkin.
Yes, and a really, really ugly, dwarfy one that lives in a little shack spinning gold is Spunkkin. So, yeah, spunkkin. Let's see if you can get that in. You're crazy. Thing is, it's not really. We are really after swear words and nasty things and abuse.
Yeah.
And there's an innate beauty in a pregnant woman.
Yeah. But calling one a spunkkin
is a bit rude.
Is a little bit rude.
Yeah.
That's all right then.
Perhaps we could refine this to if it's a kind of chavvy estate teenage mother with flip-flops on and a shell suit with a fag sticking out of each nostril and feeding the baby gin rather than milk, then she can be a spumpkin. What about that?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. One of them people that should have been neutered, not impregnated, is a spumpkin. There you go, we've sussed it. Right then, Paul. So, I've not voted on anything in the last 2 months. Work has kept me excessively busy, and I have not had a chance, really. One could say I've been busier than a one-legged cat trying to bury shit on a frozen pond. Good point.
Nice.
However, over the past few days, I went through all the shows since I was last in touch, and here are my favourites from the past couple of months. Open brackets. I would have put it in the podcast alley vote, but it would have been too long. Close brackets. And you'll see why. Punky, 5th of August, Resistance 77, I'm on the wagon, holy racket, arms to the teeth, can't decide which one was better, but this whole show had some killer music, you're right. 12th of August, Convoy, the tribute to the Clash that we can't mention.
Oh yeah.
Brilliant. 18th of August, 3CR, what a fucking carry on, open brackets, what a fucking song, close brackets. 26th of August, Bancordia Weekend, Last Man Down, Killing Time. 1st of September, Guns on the Roof, On the Brink. 9th of September, the forget-me-nots. What do you mean you're pregnant, you spunkin? Right, 17th of September, Archipelagy, My Life, You Were Right, nice song. 23rd of September, Kunoichi Panda, Hitoya Sobi. I would say Wary Los Args, but that was my favourite before. And you have to love the Japanese pop punk, although again, a show packed full of good music. 30th of September, Sweatmaster Maggots. 7th of the 10th, Resistance 77, Will They Survive? And the 14th of the 10th, as in last week, UK Subs, Knuckle Duster, open brackets, of course, closed brackets. Bill likes his street puns, doesn't he, basically. Anyhow, keep up the fantastic work, and I will keep listening. Bill, we will, so you can.
Yeah. Do you buy the Resistance album? He must have done.
I think so. I think he bought a few. Oh, I don't know whether he bought Resistance. He bought a few, didn't he?
Yeah.
He went through a phase of buying a few.
He should buy that Resistance album.
He bought Cogsbound. Argy Bargy. But yeah, if you haven't already, buy Songs for a Nanny State.
Yeah, that was
absolutely good. Brilliant album. Tony.
Yeah?
Have you got a twat?
I do. Thank you all for your nominations. But, you know, it's always, the risk is always there of the world running dry. So please do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination. As correctly assumed a guest, this week is from Bill. Hi, Bill. Tony, so you are lacking a twat once again. Seems to be the story of your life.
Oh, I don't think so.
How rude.
It's me that's in trouble. You're all right, you've got one on tap.
I'm actually surprised. That's such a beautiful thing to say.
Well, that you've got twat on tap.
Yeah. I'm actually surprised you haven't gotten this as an is a twat before this.
I have to go in public toilets to get mine.
Here is a political twat for you. Sarah Palin is a fucking twat.
Oh, this is good already.
I have always enjoyed following the political races, especially the presidential race, and this one over the past 2 years has been the biggest in my lifetime. And this cow was the worst candidate for any office I've ever seen.
Quite unbelievable. Right.
I'm not going into details. This
She's
is long.
Bunking.
And they go into was. Length on your friend's podcast, TTN.
I'll go into length on your friends. That sounds wrong.
It does.
I'll take that back.
Yeah.
Sorry, Corey.
I would blame McCain for choosing her, but I sort of understand why he picked her. It was a gimmick and he
I'll take on Carly, but all she'd do is put all my CDs in alphabetical order.
Aww. It was a gimmick and didn't have a lot to choose from in the rest of his party. Anyhow, however, for her to have the nerve to accept the nomination and to go forward and say the things she has said, it is inexcusable. She is an embarrassment to herself, and worse, she is an embarrassment to my country.
She's like the naughty inflatable schoolboy.
Yeah?
You don't know that joke, do you?
No.
The naughty inflatable schoolboy gets... at the naughty inflatable school, gets called in to see the inflatable headmaster. Oh, yeah, and the inflatable headmaster says, look... You've let me down, yeah. You've let the school down, but worst of all, you've let yourself down.
She is in many respects a reflection of the weakest and worst this country can be. Who, Sarah Palin, from Wasilla, Alaska, where she can go back in a few weeks and stay there.
Yeah.
Bill from New York.
An excellent choice, Bill, of course. There you go, Zen, ready?
Yep. So Sarah Palin from Wasilla, Alaska...
Is a twat.
P.S. Please tell any of the American Punky listeners who are over 18, not a lot I'm sure, how rude, whoever you vote for, go vote or you are a twat.
Yes.
I know most of the listeners are in Canada, but hey, what can you do?
Yes, we don't want to be accusing 75% of America's teenagers as being twats in a couple of weeks' time. Do vote. You've got this. It's the only power you have. The power of your vote.
Yeah.
But if you vote for the wrong one, I'm going to come out and punch you. Well done.
Yeah.
Track 3.
Okay. In my life is bad times. Let's try to make a difference. Deep root and shit alive. Bullshit of this existence. My life is my response. Tell us how I'm gonna make some sense and get through all the shit times. And the fruit is run that I'm in. You can find a way to put that in. I always say everything I've done you've done before. You see, I'm dying, and I'll be dying last. Come back for more, and I've heard it all before. Like it isn't a way, just run away. Make no chance, it's gonna be the same. We won't make it on our own. Like it isn't a way, just run away. Make no chance, it's gonna be the same. We can do this on our own. My life is my prescribed. There's time gonna make some sense and get through all the shit times. I'm through this, what did I mean? You see, I'm dying, and I'll be dying.
That's not skanking. That's Revenge of the Psychotronic Man Tone, Sleep in Your Bath, from the split CD with the Fractures that I actually didn't mention before, did I? I will just find it and do that now. That's not it. What have I done here? Right, it's not called anything. It's just the Fractions and Revenge of the Psychotronic Man. Split CD from That's Not Skanking. I'll tell you what, we'll put That's Not Skanking in Top Friends.
Okay.
I also want to know, what is Revenge of the Psychotronic Man's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ The Psychotronic Man.
No, Revenge of the Psychotronic Man. Oh, get okay. in. Paul gets one, but that's the only one I'll get, I think. It's Tony 2, Bully Beat, and the Internet 1. More from That's Not Skanking later on in the show and in later weeks as well. However, Tony, I've been wanting to find a way of protecting my customer details.
All right, okay.
Have you got any idea how I can do that?
Well, I've heard of one place where you can do it, right? And it's a place called GoDaddy.
Really?
And who are an internet web service provider. And, well, should also be your first step if you want to create your own website. And you can start by registering your own domain name. Or if you have a name already registered, then that can be transferred to GoDaddy for your site. And after registering your domain, you can then start building your site. And GoDaddy makes this a lot easier.
Brilliant.
With their website builders.
Maybe, are they real builders?
They are. Maybe you just want to have a simple blog style site where you can add your observations, pictures, and random content. Sorry?
Are they Polish?
Polish website builders.
Yeah. Bloody Polish website builders taking our website builders' jobs.
Maybe you want your own online shopping store.
I do.
GoDaddy can help there too.
Brilliant.
You can add a shopping cart to your site and secure it with an standard SSL certificate.
What are they?
That's a SL.
Oh.
And that will protect your customers' details.
That are brilliant. That's what I need. I need them protecting.
Yeah. And you can also set up a merchant account so you can receive and process credit card payments. And finally, the best news of all, if you enter the code PUNKY1, that's
PUNKY1,
you can receive a 10% discount. Or if you live in the UK, you can use the code PUNKY2, that's
PUNKY2,
which will give you 20% off orders of £20 or more. And why is that particularly good?
Because, wretch, exchange wretch, baby.
So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet web hosting needs. Well done.
I will. Thank you very much, Tony. That was enlightening.
Good.
That was infotainment.
It was.
There's, of course, the Hispanic Girls calendar music from last year. I still haven't got the one for this year, and it's nearly the end of the year, but I will suss it out at some point. Do check out Hispanic Girls, by the way. I think it's...
Just in general.
Just checking out Hispanic Girls. They're fucking brilliant. Right, watch out for their mums. Yeah, myspace.com/Hispanic Girls, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think so.
Is
that right?
Probably.
Oh, well, you'll find it. Yeah. Yes, now, there was something that I was going to say then, and I can't remember what it was. So instead, I'll tell you all about the next track.
Okay.
Right. Because it's time for From the Vaults. We haven't got a song for From the Vaults, have we?
No.
Shall we bother?
Why not? Have you got any ideas?
No. Fair right. Bridget Handley and the Dark Shadows, who we haven't played in a very, very long time. This is from their last EP called Identity. They've got a new EP out, which they haven't sent us. I'm going to sort that out. I'm going to sort out Bridget Handley.
Yes, do that.
Yeah, I'm going to get in touch and say, oi, Bridge, where's the new CD? Because they were very happy about us playing this one. I don't know, we must have fallen off their radar. I do understand, though, that I think the latest CD has come out. This one was self-produced, and then I think they brought out one. It's on a label. So maybe the label were in charge of all the promo, possibly. I'm trying to give them a get-out clause. Anyway, they're fucking good. They're from Australia. And we played this track. This, again, it's one of the very early shows we played this one, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Because did we get this?
I think back when we had a radio station, radio show.
Thing. We still had the radio show, didn't we, then? Yeah. So, yeah, so, whew, that's going back. That's 2 years, isn't it?
We haven't played
this song, I don't think, for 2 years.
Okay.
So I think it's time our new listeners heard it, because it's fantastic. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Bridget Handley's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Bridget Handley.
It is. It's Tony 3, Paulie B, and the Internet 1, and this is Alien Movies.
World.
Yes, indeed. How good is that? It's a great song, isn't it? Really great song. This is Mustang Lightning. They've got some new stuff. I need to get in touch with them as well. So many people to get in touch with. Do check out Bridget Hanley. She will be in our MySpace Top Friends this week, as should all the band be. Now, I forgot, mate, we've got a competition winner for the History of Guns CD that we gave out. And well done, Insane Star.
Oh, okay.
Who has been mentioned on the show quite recently and popped up out of the hat. I went, oh, nice one. It's always nice when you be able to... It's always nice to be able to give a regular listener one.
Yeah. And that's discussed. It is a girl. So, bonus.
Quid's in. Makes a change. So well done. I will email you, Insane Star, or if you can email me your address, I'll get the History of Guns CD in the post to you. And well done. It's a classic slab of modern retro goth.
Yeah.
Yes. Bit like me. Without the modern and the goth bit.
Yeah.
And classic. I'm just a slab of retro. Now, Tone.
Yeah.
My dad has got a question for you. What was the song? I've already forgotten it.
I forgot as well.
Don't matter.
We'll hear it back at some point.
We'll learn it at some point. We might even maybe do a little sound clip of it so we can drop that in. Because I'll ask my dad to pose questions for you from time to time.
Okay.
Because this one just came out of the blue and is directed at you. But in future, I have a feeling there could be more random questions.
Okay.
My dad said to me, he said, Paul, what does Tony actually get out of Punky Radio? So, there's the question for you, Tony. What do you get out of this show?
Fun and enjoyment. I got a girlfriend out of it.
I'm glad you've added that. That was one of my points.
Yeah. Worldwide recognition.
That again was one of my points. Yeah,
I have a chance to plug many of my bands that I'm in.
I did mention that.
Yeah,
keep going. So far, so good. You've left out increased confidence and dress sense, but
okay. I did that for a reason.
I got angry with him at that point. I said, "And he earns some money, you know."
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And I went, "Yeah, but what does he do?"
I produced the show.
You produced the show, but you're also on it.
Yes.
See, that's what my dad didn't realise. He thought...
He was not on it?
No, my dad just thought that you did, like, knob twiddling.
Oh, okay.
While I was being cheeky.
Yeah.
I went, no, he's a full-on bona fide co-host, joint owner of said brand. Yeah. He was like, and quite clearly, a lot more popular than I am these days. You know, that's the thing. My dad went, all right, fair enough.
I do get a lot of emails lately.
Yeah.
Strange, though.
I think you've always got a lot. I think you just didn't tell me about it because it was a dear Tony, when can you sack Paul? Dear Tony, does Paul have to do this anymore? Dear Tony, we don't like Paul. Can you do it? Can't it be called Tunky?
Tunky.
Yeah. So anyway, that was my dad's question.
Okay.
Well answered.
Thank you.
I'll get him to pose some more in the future.
Okay.
Now, have you got an international gig guide this week?
I have.
Shall we do the song?
Okay.
Tony's international gig guide.
Beautiful. Wow, you look.
I realise shaking my head isn't good radio, but. how did we get here?
It's like you had
here?
One of those moments where you went, what am I doing?
How did we get here?
I don't know. I drove. Okay, international gig guide, and as mentioned.
Tony's international gig guide.
And it's from Bill. Bill from New York.
Fancy.
Fancy that, eh? Who just says, I'm not in a band, but this is a show I will definitely be at, and anyone in the New York area should do the same. 7th of November 2008, because he does realise how to do the date correctly.
He does, he knows about the date.
He does realise that. At 7 p.m, The Dwarves with Sister Anne at Europa on 93 Meserole Avenue, Brooklyn, New York. 11222. I haven't seen them in about 6 years or more, and I'm really looking forward to seeing it. Bill
great
from
band,
New
Dwarves.
York. The Dwarf.
Great band. Well done, Bill. What's the day again? 7th?
7th of November.
Now, I won't be able to be there, of course.
No.
What, I mean, not living in New York, but also I've got something on that night, yeah.
So is that Friday?
Yeah, I will tell you about in the next bit. So, if you have a gig somewhere in the world that you'd like us to talk about, email Tony at punkyradio.com. Type in your email, Tony's International Gig Guide. Did you watch England last week?
No, I missed it.
Oh, fucking fantastic.
Which one, the 5-1?
3-1.
Oh, right, that was the Kazakh, that place.
That's easy for you to say. Yeah,
that was
right.
Week before, yeah.
Kazakhstan was on Saturday.
Right.
Belarus on the Wednesday. first time we've ever won our first four games in a World Cup qualifying group. Fabio Capello is officially the most successful manager in first results we've ever had. I didn't like the idea of handing it over to an eye-tie mate, but he's doing a good job.
Yeah,
you can't follow him. And if you look at him, right, if you look at the manager of England, Fabio Capello, and you look at the Avid Merian version of Mel B.
Okay, really?
Never see him in the same room.
Nice.
I'm telling you, he's manager spice. I'd love it if he talked like that as well. But he does. He looks very, very, very similar. We were fantastic. It's such a pleasure to see England doing what they're supposed to do and living up to their potential. Yeah. And being England, we still have periods of a game when, and if we come up against anyone really good, we'll get found out if we keep playing like
right.
this, because we're spending half an hour not passing it to each other, defending too deep, looking like we're going to let in goals and conceding one against not very good teams.
Yeah.
But then for the rest of the match, we're magnificent and score three or four. So
it's always kind of sometimes quite painful watching them, because there is that half the match.
When we beat Germany 5-1, it was fucking painful, because it was 1-1 at half time.
Yeah.
And they, it went 2-1, but they nearly equalised, didn't they?
Yeah.
They came right back into the game, nearly equalised, didn't. And then in the second half, we took them to the fucking cleaners.
Who did the song about that? There's a song called England 5, Germany 1.
Is there?
Yeah.
I'm afraid I don't know.
It's really good. It's a good oi punk song, but I don't know who did it.
Oh, is it? What, did we play it?
No, I don't think so. No, it goes England 5, Germany 1, England 5, Germany 1.
That doesn't sound very punk, that sounds a bit folky.
Yeah, it's just me.
All right, well, it's a great song. I'll find out. Shall we try and find out?
Yeah.
We'll try and find out. We might even be able to play it. You never know. Yeah. Right. There was something else I was going to say then. Oh, yeah, of course, on the other hand, I've got the problem with Forest,
who are
rock bottom.
I saw them on bottom.
Played 11, 5 points out of a possible 33.
Right.
Colin Calderwood, the manager, has got to go.
Is that five draws?
No, it's one win and two draws.
Is it?
Eight losses.
Right.
Yeah, we beat Watford. How must they feel? Right. But, yeah, I mean, it comes to something when a bloke on an international podcast that has nothing to do with football says the manager's got to go.
Yeah.
The fans' forums are going mental. Everyone's going, why is he still there? You know, it's not just a case of him losing the dressing room. He clearly can't organise a team, or we can't score goals.
Didn't you just go up?
We just went up, yeah.
Yeah.
And normally when you go up, you hit the ground running and you get a few results under your belt, then you get found out. We just got found out.
Right.
Fucking atrocious. It's very, 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 very difficult. I was going to tell you about a stag do, but I'll tell you about it after the next song. I wonder what you're going to make of this. Oh, Tony, that's Dragon Tears and Dreamweaver.
Nice.
That's not the usual punky fodder.
It's not.
That could be misconstrued as some hippie shit. Right, except that it's come from Bad Afro, our friend Lars at Bad Afro Records. And Dragon Tears are, of course, made up primarily of Baby Woodrow's. I'm just going to really sing. The Baby Woodrow side project called Dragon Tears is ready to release their second album entitled Tambourine Freak Machine. The release date is set for November 17th and it will be available as LP, CD and download. The album is musically quite similar to the debut album 2000 Micrograms from Home from March 2007, which we did play a track of. Very hippie, spaced out hippie stuff. But the band used a large amount of electronics, didn't they? And the eternal quest for hallucinatory experimentation has made the music span a slightly wider range, transcending musical styles like neo-folk, psychedelic, space rock and electronica. Hell, it must be the first album in 20 years to include a bona fide drum solo. Now, that was the only one, however, that we could play off it, because the others were all 15 minutes long and craziness. But yeah, there's a little bit of, it's kind of, I would describe it as hippie alien sex fiend. And basically, kids, I'm not recommending this. Great music to get stoned to. in fact, they've got a bit about it. They say that the tracklist includes the 10-minute drug fantasy, The River. There you go. Which involves an impressive 8 verses of illuminated spiritual delirium and is not a Bruce Springsteen cover. Anyway, this is the Planet Smashers going on here. Right, and very, very good band, Planet Smashers.
Very nice chaps.
Haven't heard from them in a while. As I say, Mike McGee still not been in touch. Their boss of the label. I just don't think he likes me anymore.
Okay.
Can't think of any other reason. Anyway, last weekend I had gigs in Oxford. I'll tell you about the one I did. What I did, because I didn't work last weekend, I wanted a gig before I did Genres Oxford. And I asked Brian Damage, my mate, if I could do his gig Pear-Shaped, which is on Essex Road in East Dish, London, right?
Yeah.
And it's a new act night. Everyone's very supportive and helps out on that. And I got down there and everybody fucking hated me. I was awful. I had a terrible gig, just embarrassingly bad. And I was just, I felt a bit ashamed. I felt a bit soiled when I left.
Soiled?
Yeah, about how much I'd let myself down with this gig, right? Anyway, I got the train back. I thought, oh God, now I've got to go to Genres Oxford. Anyway, got to Genres Oxford Friday night, had the most fantastic gig.
Oh, okay.
And I would much rather do a great gig in front of a big crowd. The Pear-Shaped gig, there's only about 15 people there, in my defence. No one else had done very well either, but I really sucked comedy cock badly, right?
Right.
I didn't even do a good job. They didn't have a beer.
No, okay.
No, no. Right, anyway, on the way back, I overheard these two blokes, piss blokes, having a chat on the train about, because now I'm doing my bit for the environment.
Yeah.
These two blokes, piss blokes, having a chat about where one of them was going to go on his stag do. And one of them said, mate, San Francisco. Now, that wouldn't be my first port of call for a stag do, but anyway, he goes, how about San Francisco? Brilliant, San Francisco, absolutely love it. This bloke's going, no, I don't want to go to San Francisco. He's going, all right then, Vegas. How about Vegas? Sounds brilliant. Yeah. How about Vegas? Let's go to Vegas. Not for a few days, let's go for a week. Week in Vegas, be brilliant. And he went, yeah, it does sound really good. But then he went, oh, it's a bit of a long way though. He said, well, where else have you been in the States that you like? And he went, Dallas. How about Dallas? Dallas is a great place. You know, I've been to Dallas.
Yeah.
I agree. How about Dallas? Fucking brilliant. He goes, yeah, but I've been there already. He goes, goodness sake, New Orleans. How about New Orleans?
Yeah, yeah.
And he goes, oh, yeah, but what if it gets flooded and that? I don't want to. And this place getting. And then, so then he goes, basically, what I noticed was they're moving back across America towards England.
Yeah.
And then he goes, New York. Let's have a week in New York. And the boy went, New York, brilliant. What a great idea. Right. And then they went quiet for a bit. And then he went, actually, I quite fancy Dublin. I thought, this data is going to end up in your house, mate. You're moving closer and closer to home. Anyway, I didn't hear beyond Dublin.
Liverpool, probably.
Leighton Buzzard. Somewhere like that, probably. How about Leighton Buzzard? Well, it's the home of Catchy Goo Goo.
Nice.
Bob Bunkhouse used to live there before he stopped living.
Yeah.
Careless. So anyway, that happened. Then on the Saturday afternoon, I went to St Pancras Station, or as you call it.
St Pancras.
Oh, no, I can't wait for that. Wah! 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 And I'll miss that. And I went to St Pancras Station in the afternoon for a thing called The Big Draw, and it was a Battle of the Cartoonists. It's an annual event where it's a week encouraging kids to draw freehand rather than just using Photoshop and all that, right?
Yeah.
And they had three national newspapers, and there were four teams. There was the Guardian, The Independent, Private Eye, and the Professional Cartoonist Organisation. Each one had four cartoonists each. And they had to do these big cartoon murals, and then all the kids and everybody who was around watching would, at the end of it, they'd vote. However, the thing takes 2 hours, and they wanted someone to commentate on it. Who better than Motormouth Paulby Edwards? So they give me a microphone and let me lose at St Pancras Station. Oh, the larks I had. they were quite hard to talk to, the cartoonists, because obviously they're busy cartooning.
Yeah.
So I ended up kind of just getting older children. That was wrong. And getting them around watching the cartoonists, and then they were drawing pictures and getting them to hold up their pictures and talking me through their own cartoons. And some of the kids were just fantastically funny. Some of them couldn't speak. There was one I spoke to that I didn't realise until just too late into the conversation that the poor little fellow was actually backward. I thought his picture was shit. I said, "Oh, what's your name and what have you drawn there?" And he went, I went, "Sorry." He went, and his mum's going, no, don't talk to me. I'm going, "Oh, man, I'm so sorry." Anyway, Eric's picture got him a huge round of applause, and he was happy about that. Cool. Anyway, but it was funny. Those of you in other countries won't know about the national press in the UK, but every paper, every magazine's got its own identity, hasn't it? You don't really get... You can almost tell what paper you're reading by whichever article it is. And The Guardian are a left-wing paper, and they're always jumping on bandwagons and causes and that. And when it came to the end of the day, they had to hold their murals up. And I said, "Come on, The Guardian, you're used to flag waving." Oh, some of the mums laughed. And then The Independent, when they... And actually, the people... The Guardian lot did moan a bit.
Right.
They were a bit whingy and whiny. The Independent were exactly what you'd expect. No decisions.
Right.
Just sat there going, "What should we do now? Should we draw a bit?" "Yeah, all right then." And the thing is, it had been set up how we were in this like pen, but then on the other side of the concourse, there's this fake grass and picket fencing all the way around it.
Right.
So, and I did say to The Independent at one point, "Oh, for God's sake, boys, there's a fence over there. Go and sit on it." Right. Private Eye, very funny paper. Yeah. Very sartorial.
Yeah.
No, not sartorial. I don't mean
satirical.
Satirical. I mean,
sartorial is something completely different.
Yeah, it means well-dressed. That's the last thing I said about Private Eye. Very satirical. Thank you for correcting me on my English tone. That is a first. Brilliant.
Back to St Pancras.
Call it one all. I didn't ask you what Dragon Tears MySpace page was.
Oh, myspace.com/DragonTears?
No, myspace.com/DragonTears 2000. This is closer than I thought. It's Tony 3, probably the internet too. Anyway, Private Eye, all four cartoonists were comedians. They were not properly, but they were funny guys.
Yeah.
And they were probably the most fun to chat to. And then the Professional Cartoonist Organisation were exactly that, freelancers.
All right.
So they weren't really working as a team. They were doing their own thing. So we got five or six different cartoons out of them, and the others are all big thing. And it was just all what you'd expect. But it was really good fun. My mate Keith was there, who I used to do a show with in the West End. Check me out.
Oh,
And Keith is a brilliant mimic and does fantastic voices. And I was a bit lost for words on one bit, and I saw Keith. I went, "Keith." He went, "Right." I said, this mural The Guardian are doing. He went, "Yes." I went, "What would James Mason think of that?" He did a brilliant James Mason voice. I went, "Could you just walk down here a bit?" He goes, "Oh, well, then." I said, "Keith, the Independent there. What do you think Roger Moore would think of that picture?" Because I knew the voices that he did. Anyway, turns out he voices over... have you ever seen a show called Frankenstein's Cat?
No.
Me neither. But Keith is the professor on Frankenstein's Cat.
Okay.
So I said, "What would the professor on Frankenstein's Cat think of the Private Eye one?" And he knew one of the blokes on Private Eye. He's going, "Yeah, I love Frankenstein's Cat." You know, not so cool now, are you, Simon? Right. So anyway, that was great fun. Finished at 5, champagne reception, in which I did indulge.
Of course.
Then I got the train back up the Jongleurs in Oxford. Had another great gig. Thank you very much to everyone who came along in Oxford. Had a really good weekend. Got the train back, then got the train up to Hitchin. Got to Hitchin around about 12:30. I thought, I know what to do. I'll go to the pub. So 12:30, I showed up in the Victoria Public House. one of my favourite watering holes. It'd been a bloke called Carl's birthday. Hamboy and Always Looking in there. Coops from Dying Inside was there. I don't call him Coops from Newtown Centres anymore. No. He's Coops from Dying Inside was there. And anyway, people were sloping off when I got there. Not because they knew I was coming, obviously, but because it was late and it officially shut at 12. Ended up with me and Vic, the landlady, sat up there, chewing the fat. She goes, do you fancy a bottle of wine? I went, oh, yeah. She went, each? Yeah. 5 o'clock, 5 a.m., I was allowed to sleep upstairs in the pub on the couch, hammered. Nice. Hence me being slightly unusual when you arrived here today, Tony.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'd only been back about half hour. I woke up at 20 to 2. I thought, oh, fuck, we're making Punky at 2.
Yeah. But luckily, I was late anyway.
You were late anyway. It all worked out fine. So, with that in mind, oh, I haven't told you about this weekend. Have you got any gigs this weekend?
No.
I'm doing Jesters in Bristol, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Cool.
I go there quite a lot. It's a fantastic gig. If you're in the Bristol area, come down and say hi. And on Sunday, Dolly Remixture.
Oh, okay.
Just myspace.com/Dolly Remixture. If you haven't checked it already, check it out. It's my new big cabaret show. We played Devilish Presley on the show last week. They're the headline band. We've got burlesque dancers on and bloody blah and magic acts and comics and pre-show market with hats and corsets and handbags and all for me.
Nice.
And it's just fantastic. The first show was brilliant. The second one's going to be even better. If you get the chance, get down. Here's the last track, Tone. This is Buzzkill. This is another band from the That's Not Skanking. Oh, this is from the That's Not Skanking compilation.
Yeah.
Which I have right here. Called 20 Tracks of UK Punk and Ska Music by People Who Drink Cider in the Gutter. Now, when I first looked at that, I thought it said Music by People Who Drink Cider in the Butter. And I wondered what was going on there. But it does say Gutter. Some great bands on it. Quite a few live tracks. We're going to try and do... That's Not Skanking special from this one CD.
Yeah.
In a few weeks' time. But in the meantime, to give you a taste of what you can expect from said CD, what I want to know is, Tony, what is Buzzkill's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Buzzkills.
No, it's Buzzkill.
Oh, right.
I only pluralise it because it's Buzzkills. Actually, not pluralise it, but the ownership of. I can't believe I've got a drawer out of this. It's MySpace.com/Buzzkill. Paulie B in the Internet 3. Tony 3. This is Broken Picture.
Tears.
That's Buzzkill. That's Broken Picture. That's brilliant.
Nice.
And I didn't read out the little note that I got on this beautifully inscribed piece of paper.
Nice.
Also known as a bit of corrugated cardboard. Okay, hey, mate, notice you played the Harry Jan stroke John Player Special split on your podcast. Thought you may like to check out our other releases. Cheers. Hope you like them. Andy, open brackets, That's Not Skanking, and Revenge of the Psychotronic Man. Andy must be in the band, hence. So cool. Well done, Andy, because we've managed to play some tracks by bands that you look after and tracks by your band ourselves. I think we've done quite well there. Yeah. What should people do this week, Tony?
Vote for us at Podcast Alley.
What else should they do?
The easiest way to do that, go to punkyradio.com and enter, click the link at the top, and it should also review us, iTunes.
Reviews at iTunes.
Yeah.
We'll talk about iTunes next week, yeah?
Yeah.
Because we haven't really gone through the... We need to go through the bits and bobs every once in a while. Thank you very much to everyone on Wicked Radio and Hussy Skunk for listening to us. Hope you've enjoyed the show. Feel free to give us some feedback. We don't get a lot from you, do we? We get feedback from downloaders, but we don't get a lot of feedback from people who listen on internet radio. So if you are listening and you'd like to get in touch and be a part of the show, Paulie B at punkyradio.com or Tony at punkyradio.com. Let's face it, everyone prefers to talk to you now anyway, quite clearly.
I'm so much nicer.
Yeah. Well done, Insane Star. Make sure that you get in touch with your address so I can send you the History of Gun CD. Thanks very much, particularly to Bill Hamp, for being such a big part of this show.
Yeah.
Unwittingly. He's right about everything, mostly.
Yeah.
And if I do ever get to New York, I am going to go and see him, whether he likes it or not.
I'm sure he'd be all right for that.
I think he probably would be, yeah. I might even... I'll tell you what I could do. I could probably get him a CD of one of the bands he likes signed.
Yeah.
Just an idea.
Well, do you know Resistance quite well?
Well, I'll just get a bloke downstairs to sign it.
That's true.
He won't know any better. Please do, if you get the chance to see me in Bristol this weekend, come along and say hi. And if you get the chance, come to Dolly Remix to this Sunday at Remix Nightclub in Hitchin. It's going to be fantastic. myspace.com/DollyRemixture. So you've got nothing on the horizon?
No, you've got a first recording with Ryan Pink this week.
Oh, good.
Just a live one we're going to do.
Yeah, good.
It sounds like.
Well, if you get something good enough, we'll play it, of course.
Yeah.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog! Apoog! Punkkin.
Nice.